Unit 2. Let's dress up. It's Halloween. From early childhood, getting dressed up is connected with a special pastime in North America called Halloween. Halloween is celebrated on the last night of October, when the air is crisp and snow is not far off. Every young child is acquainted with this exciting tradition. On the last day of October, when dinner is finished, children hurry to dress up in a costume. Darkness comes early at this time of year and caution must be practiced, foremost by the children who are going from house to house. Trick or treat! Parents warn their children not to dart out in front of cars. In all the excitement, it is easy for children to become distracted and ignore safety rules. Planning what your costume will be ahead of time is part of the fun of the evening. Many mothers will spend time fabricating outfits for their little girls who suddenly turn into circus clowns, beautiful ballet dancers, or weird colorful bugs. Fathers may help their sons construct a costume of foil armor. Little boys often enjoy pretending they are in the army, so on Halloween it is possible to see squads of lieutenants and sergeants marching along in the dark. We affiliate the celebration with the supernatural, so some children may choose to wear a skeleton costume bearing a skull and crossbones, or even a monster costume. The choice of wardrobe for the evening is really limitless. Witches can be seen riding on broomsticks across well-illuminated intersections. Earlier in the evening, they may have concocted a witch's brew to quench their thirst for their arrival home. Ghosts can be heard groaning and moaning while they glide along city streets. Beautiful butterflies flutter by on their way to a party. Pirates carrying swords and pistols roam about, patches over one eye. Small aliens search for a new home here on Earth. Wearing a cape and mask allows a child to become Superman for a few hours and enter the world of fantasy. An ethnic flavor is introduced as a band of gypsies dance along under a bright full moon. Of course, you can always see a certain number of Native American costumes, the buckskin jackets and dresses decorated with fringe and beads. Some youngsters choose to decorate only their faces with grease paint instead of wearing masks. In many ways, this is safer for a child, making visibility clearer. At the same time, a mask allows them to remain anonymous to all but their closest friends. Usually, on the night before Halloween, family members gather together to carve a pumpkin. On Halloween night, the candle-lit face of the pumpkin shines from each home, welcoming the little ghosts and goblins to call. Parents usually escort small children around their own neighborhood, helping to keep them safe. Small children only visit random houses, their parents' friends mostly, while older children knock at every door. Crowding onto the front porch of the house, the children rap at the door and chant the refrain, "Trick or treat!" Householders distribute candies, apples, peanuts, or any edible treat into decorated wooden 6-quart baskets or plastic bags. They may be asked to recite a poem or sing a song before receiving their treat. Some lucky children may receive cookies from a freshly baked batch of chocolate chip cookies. On arriving home, the children will dump all the junk candy out onto the floor to examine their loot. Usually, there is a great racket as brothers and sisters compare what goodies they have collected. Adults, too, like to join in Halloween celebrations by attending small house parties or large group gatherings at halls or arenas. They may play the old traditional games such as bobbing for apples, which float in tubs of water, telling ghost stories, and visiting a haunted house. Everyone seems to get enjoyment from being slightly afraid. If you live in the country, the hooting of an owl or even the howl of a wolf underlines the spooky atmosphere of Halloween evening. Clouds scuttle across the face of the moon, and the flap of a bird's wings can be heard as it settles on the bare branches of a tree. Eyes gleam in the night as a black cat crosses your path. Bats swoop about in the dark, startling those who are nervous. On this evening, it is not necessary to be extravagant to have a good time. A little imagination and a sense of fun will create a memory of Halloween night for many years.